Okay. All right. Good morning. So yesterday I mentioned in passing the idea of Big Day Shabbos for Shabbos Chazon, and whether that there's some sort of issue whether we do or do not wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. So I wanted to get into that issue a little bit in more detail today. Just a little bit of background in terms of Big Day Shabbos in general. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that one is supposed to wear different clothing for Shabbos. So you're supposed to change your clothing for Shabbos. The Gemara then goes on to say that if you don't have clothing to change into, then the halach is you should be mishalshal begadav klapei mata. You should take your clothing that are normally rolled up short so that you can do work and run around and lower the clothing so you have, that's the makor for the idea that some people wear long on Shabbos, that they'll wear a short jacket during the week, but on Shabbos they wear a long jacket. Because Gemara says, if you don't have Big Day Shabbos, so lengthen the clothing that you already have, your weekday clothing, for Shabbos. The Gemara darshan's a pasuk v'chibadto me'asos t'rachecha, that it means lo yehem al bushcha shel Shabbos kem al bushcha shel chol, that the way one dresses on Shabbos should not be the same way one dresses during the week, that it should be a different type of dress that one has on Shabbos than he has during the week. The Gemara brings a raya that it's derech kavo to wear special clothing, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as mechabdusai, that which gives honor. So begadim are mechabe the person. So therefore, if one wants to show kavod for Shabbos, one should wear special begadim for Shabbos. Then in the hemshich of the sugya, the Gemara brings other makoros for the notion of wearing big day Shabbos. The Gemara says in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the Naami says to Rus, and Reb Lazar says it means that Naomi told Rus to wear Big Day Shabbos. So you see that there's a notion of Big Day Shabbos already in the Megillas Rus. Another makar is from Big Day Kohuna, because it says Minayin l'shinui begadim in haTorah. How do I know that the Kohen is supposed to change his clothing from doing the Hotzah Sadeshen, because it says by the Kohen who's Motzi the Deshen from the Mizbeach, Upashat es begadav v'lavash begadim acherim. So Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel says that the Torah teaches us derech eretz begadim shebishal behen kedera l'rabo al yimzog behen kos l'rabo. The same begadim that a person uses to be mevashel for his master, he should not use those same begadim to be mozig a kos for his master, to serve his master. So what does that have to do with Big Day Shabbos? The Marsha writes that the Gemara is bringing that drasha le'inyan Big Day Shabbos, that the begadim that you wear when you're preparing for Shabbos, when you're cooking for Shabbos, when you're getting everything ready for Shabbos, are not the same begadim that a person should wear when they're actually celebrating Shabbos. You have to have more chashuva begadim for Shabbos. So that's just a little bit about where the makar of Big Day Shabbos. Now, what is it? Is it a chiyuv? Is it a midas chasidus? What exactly is the nature of the obligation to wear Big Day Shabbos? So it's somewhat unclear in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Beis writes, Yishtadel shiyulo begadim na'im l'Shabbos. A person should be mishtadel to have nice clothing for Shabbos. And if you can't do that, so at least be mishal shel begadim l'mata derekavod. At least lengthen the clothing that you already do have. Now, what does that mean? Yishtadel. Does yishtadel mean that you don't have to do it? So it's not so clear, because in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Nun Si'if Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamsho, yishtadel l'hachin ba'atzmo shum dover l'tzorchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. That even if you have a lot of people to help you out and to serve you, a person should go out of his way, should be mishtadel to try to do something for Kavod Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha writes, from the fact that the Torah and the Mechaber use the Lashon of yishtadel, and they don't say chiyuv, you see that it's not a chiyuv gamur. In that context, when it comes to preparing for Shabbos. So maybe, therefore, you can say the same thing over here, that when the Shulchan Aruch says to be mishtadel to have Big Day Shabbos, then maybe it's not an absolute chiyuv. But on the flip side, the Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillah in Siman Sadi, Si'if Tes, writes, Yishtadel Adam L'spalu B'beis HaKnesses HaMatzibur, that a person should be mishtadel to daven in a Beis HaKnesses together with the Tzibur. So, and Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Chav Zayin, and again, Chelek Gimel, Siman Zayin, that Yishtadel to daven with a minion, it's an absolute chiyuv to daven with a minion. So Yishtadel means, says Ramosha, beyond the chiyuv, that you should make extra efforts, more so than you would for other chiyuvim, in order to daven with a minyan. So you have like this conflicting indications about what yeshtadel is meant to connote. Does it mean something that's even more than a chiyuv, or does it mean something that is less than a chiyuv? But either way, certainly the Gemara is abundantly clear that one is supposed to have Big Day Shabbos. Now, why are we supposed to have Big Day Shabbos? So the Shilta Rav Chaigon in the Bereishis Shilta Aleph writes that one should be Misaneg B'Shabbos, B'Maichel B'Mishta. You should have Oneg Shabbos through food and drink, and to be mechabed Shabbos with nice clothing. The fact that he changes from misanig to be mechabed tells us that it's a din of kavod Shabbos, not necessarily a din of oneg Shabbos, a din of kavod Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam in Parak Lamed Alach Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos, umi kavod Shabbos sheyilbash ksus nakia v'lo yumal b'shachol kamal b'shashabbos. It's one of the din of kavod Shabbos that one should have nice clothing for Shabbos. On the other hand, the Zohar in Chelik Beis Parshva Yakal Daf Resh Dalid Amud Beis sounds very clearly that it's a din of oneg Shabbos, when a person wears nice clothing. I mean, you could imagine that these are two separate inyanim. Kavod Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon writes, generally speaking, is that which we do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. So getting dressed in a nice suit for Shabbos, right, that's Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you enjoy, is enjoying something on Shabbos. When you're dressed nicely, you feel like a mensch. You feel a little bit different when a person dresses up nicely. So that might be the connotation of Oneg Shabbos when it comes to wearing nice clothing. And then there's a third possibility. In the Archos Chayim, in Din Arve Shabbos, Simen Tes, he says maybe the reason that you have to wear a levush, miyuchad the Shabbos, is like a siyag that you don't come to Chil Shabbos by forgetting that it's Shabbos. If you look down, you see that you're wearing your weekday clothing, you might start acting like it's a weekday, so it's like a built-in reminder. It's like, wait a second, why am I wearing a tie? Oh yeah, it's Shabbos, and then you're not gonna do anything. So you're not gonna come to be Mechal Shabbos. So it's like a built-in siyag or a geder that a person should not be Mechal Shabbos. Says that's why the Gemara says if you don't have Big Day Shabbos, you shall begadim l'mata. Just lower your begadim. Why does lowering your begadim help? How's that a kavod? How's that an oneg? How's that anything? No, but it helps in the following way. Rashi writes that the derech of the Ashirim was to go with long clothing because Ashirim didn't have to work. Wealthy people didn't have to do malach. So if you're wearing long clothing, it's highly impractical to do malacha that way. When you're wearing short clothing, it's easier to have more dexterity and more flexibility to be able to do manual labor, to be able to do malacha. So that's why Yishal Shem Gadav, because it's going to make it more difficult to do malacha, says the Orchos Chaim, and that's why we wear Big Day Shabbos. So what does all this have to do with Shabbos Chazon? So now that we understand where Big Day Shabbos comes from, and three possible reasons why we wear Big Day Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, and some sort of siyag or geder, maybe a nafkamina would be Shabbos Chazon. So a little bit about Shabbos Chazon and Big Day Shabbos. The Rishonim, the Arzarua in Hilchos Tishbav Simon Tav Tes Zayin, the Mordechai in Tainus Os Tav Reish Lamed Hei, say that you should not change all of your clothing for Shabbos Chazon into Shabbos clothing, only your shirt, only haketonis bulvad. And that's what the Rama Paskins in Orachayim, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, that Bris Mila that happens from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, we're knowing that the Moel and the Baal Bris and the Avi Ben wear Big Day Shabbos. But other than that, we don't wear Big Day Shabbos. Va'afilu b'Shabbos shal Chazon in Machlif and Lilvosh Big Day Shabbos, Ki Maktonis Levad. Says the Rama, even on Shabbos Chazon, we don't wear Big Day Shabbos except for the shirt. You just change your shirt, but that's it. Why dafka the shirts? On the Ateres Tzvi on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that by other begadim, even if you don't change it, it doesn't look so much. It's not so evident because it could be that you don't have other begadim. But if you have, and even if you have, it doesn't look like so much like avelus as opposed to a shirt. Ein lecha ani shebi Yisrael who doesn't have a white shirt for Shabbos, and therefore it would appear that it's near a kavelus. Two things you see from the Ateres Tzvi, two assumptions he's making. One assumption he's making is that you're not wearing white shirts during the week. The other assumption he's making is that you are wearing white shirts on Shabbos, right? So both of those are assumptions that he seems to be making. So he says there's no Anisha B'Yisrael that doesn't have a white shirt for Shabbos, so that would be Avelus B'Farhesia. Magen Avraham, Sivkat and Dalid writes that someone who's machmir not to even change their shirt for Shabbos is a minuk shtus, because the shirt is considered a beged zeya. It's something that you know, is close to the body and therefore is a beged zayah. So he said the minhag shtus not to change that for Shabbos. But you see that the Ramah paskins that generally speaking, we don't really wear bigdei Shabbos. Just we just change the shirt. But on the flip side, the Maimor Mordechai writes, "Ve'ein kein minhageinu, ela ein mishanin Shabbos zemi shar Shabbosos." We don't do differently this Shabbos than other Shabbosos. "Ve'chein ikur, ve'chein kasher Rabbeinu Beis Yosef safsim tavkuv nun beis." And the Mishnah Brura quotes that in Vilna there were no egalpi the gra to wear big day Shabbos, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the name of his father Hagon, the Chacham Tzvi, that you have to wear big day Shabbos. Even on Shabbos Shechal Bo Tishbav, even if Shabbos actually is Tishbav, in Shuvas HaRadvaz, Chelik Pesim Tavrei Sadi Gimel, he argues on the Ramah, and he says that not wearing Big Day Shabbos is considered Avelus Befarhesia. So how's the Ramah going to respond to that? Meaning, after all, isn't it Avelus Befarhesia? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating idea. I later found that the same idea appears in Likutei Mariach and in Nimukei Orach Chaim, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Os Yud Aleph, writes the following. He says, Biyameinu, it's almost forgotten that there ever even was such a practice not to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. Show of hands, how many of you have ever heard not to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon? Oh, okay, one. All right. Have you ever done it? Not worn Big Day Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kima. Nobody even knows about it, and everyone wears Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. And Rubam Kikulam of Kihilos Yisrael wear regular Big Day Shabbos throughout Shabbos Chazon. And the reason is because in the Yemei Chachmei Ashkenaz Hakadmonim, in the early days of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Big Day Chol and the Big Day Shabbos looked pretty much the same. The only difference between them was the quality of the material, but it was the same style. It was the same style clothing, same length, same everything, which is higher or lower quality material. A lot of times people, let's say, for me, for example, I have to wear a suit, other than this 1 month, I wear a suit every day, right? So how do I, and a white shirt every day. So how do I distinguish between Shabbos clothing and weekday clothing? My old suits are my weekday clothing. My new suits are my Shabbos clothing. With the white shirts, okay, if it has a cuffling shirt, so that's the Shabbos clothing. If it's a button on the sleeve, so that's what you got to distinguish somehow. So that's how I choose to distinguish. But that used to be the way it was in Ashkenaz. Your Shabbos clothing, weekday clothing looked exactly the same. Just one was older, one was newer. And it wasn't so obvious that you were wearing weekday clothing on Shabbos. Meaning you line up 10 rabbis in any yeshiva, and you're going to be able to tell which one's wearing a Shabbos suit, which one's wearing a weekday. One guy's Shabbos suit, maybe the other guy's weekday suit. Meaning if I update I happen to have a father-in-law who loves to buy clothing. He buys clothing for all of his children and grandchildren all the time, to the point where it's like crazy. Like I have a pile of like 20 pairs of shoes that have never been worn in my room, like crazy. So I'm always getting new suits. So my weekday suits are not that old. They're, I know plenty of Rebbeim, those Shabbos suits are older than my weekday suits are. So you can be able to tell when someone's wearing Shabbos clothing, when someone's wearing weekday clothing. You can't always tell. It's not always so obvious. And therefore, wearing Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon is, by the way, I'm not complaining, but anyway, wearing on Shabbos Chazon, Big Day Chol is not Avelus Befarhesia. But Biyameinu, that even the Aniyim wear Shabbos Begadim that look different than weekday Begadim, like a Strimal. So since it's Nicker and the difference is so obvious between Shabbos Begadim, so then it would be Avelus Befarhesia. So says Yerach HaShulchan, then you're not allowed to wear Big Day Chol, because that would be a violation of Avelus Befarhesia. And he says, Lefi Zeh, in where the Yerach HaShulchan was, that it's Neschadei Shalidei Pekudas HaMalchus, Shetmunas Big Day Shabbos, Yerke Big Day Chol. Apparently, they made some sort of government edict that you had to dress like in the same regular civilian weekday clothing on Shabbos that you do during the week. And the whole difference between the clothing is how expensive it is. So then, nachon, to go back to the old minhag of wearing Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, a fascinating way of looking at it. That if it's obvious, you can't do it. But if it's not obvious, you should do it. You should wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon. So I was thinking, aside from the Aruch HaShulchan, let's just assume it actually is a machlokes. whether you wear a big day chol on Shabbos Chazon or not. So I was thinking, maybe it's talui in the three reasons that we said. Maybe there's a nafkamina between the reasons that we gave for wearing big day Shabbos. Meaning, if you hold that big day Shabbos are kavod Shabbos or oneg Shabbos, so then big day Shabbos is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. So it doesn't make sense to be mevatel a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah because of the minhag, the nihugei avelus that we have from Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av, meaning the halachos of the 9 days are really minhagim of the 9 days. So it's those are much later enactments that, yes, they're in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not at all midivrei Kabbalah, right? So which is going to be stronger? Clearly, the dinim of the Navi are going to be stronger. The Navi Yishayo of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos are going to be stronger than the minhagim of the 9 days. But if you say like the Orchos Chaim that wearing Big Day Shabbos is like a built-in gzeira lest you come, meaning you have this hecker, this reminder that I'm wearing this clothing, so I should try to, so that will hopefully remind me not to do malacha. That is like a gzeira that we imposed upon ourselves. Certainly, avelus b'farhesia is a greater concern than the minhagim of the 9 days should be the overriding principle that is stronger than the whatever gzeira it is that we put in place. So maybe that's some way to think about this issue of Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. Of course, halacha lemaisa, we know that, like we said, that the overwhelming practice is to wear regular Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, and I assume that's what we're all going to do. Okay, I love